Hello, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. I hope you're ready to get your mind aligned with the truth of God. Let's stop for a moment and just offer a prayer up to Jesus. Jesus, we are ready right now. We take that deep breath. We release all the tension. We release our stress. And we tell you we are ready to get our mind aligned with your truth today. So reveal it to us in your name. Amen. All right. We are stuck, happily stuck, in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. And I say happily stuck because there's just so much great truth here that we need to understand. The Apostle Paul is appealing to us to do something that sounds pretty radical. He says, I want you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Now again, going back to the Old Testament sacrificial system, sacrifices weren't living by nature of what they were. I mean, they were initially, and then they were killed and given to God. So they weren't considered to be a living sacrifice. They were killed because of what they were. But in our case, God is saying, present your body as a living sacrifice. Now, why is he focusing on the body? Do you have any recollection of why that might be, given what we've already covered in the book of Romans? Well, if you walk back through Romans chapters 6, 7, and 8, especially in 7 and 8, the Apostle Paul puts a particular focus on the human body for a very specific reason. That reason is that it's in our unredeemed human body that the power of sin still resides in our personal lives. You see, when we do sinful behavior, the Apostle Paul says in chapter 7, as believers in Jesus Christ, it's not really us who does it. It's not the new, redeemed, transformed, godly me or you that's doing it. It's the power of sin in us that is deceiving us and pushing us towards sinful behavior. And ultimately, therefore, it's the sin that does it, Paul says. And that sin, that power of sin, resides in our human bodies. I believe that's why Paul says right here, I appeal to you, brothers, by the mercies of God, because of what God has done in your life to redeem you and make you new and transform you and give you his Holy Spirit, present that body that's still tainted by the power of sin as a living sacrifice. See, he's putting a focus on the place where we need to wage war against sin. And he's saying, present your body as a living sacrifice. Consider that it is not going to have power over you anymore. Because day by day by day, you are in effect going to kill it. Now, I'm not saying anyone should go out and harm their physical body or commit suicide. I'm not saying that at all. Please listen carefully. He's saying, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. You see, it's a living sacrifice. But this imagery of a sacrifice brings up that idea of killing something. And what is it we're killing? It's those sinful impulses inside of us. We reject them. We deny them. We starve them. We tell ourselves, no, that's not who I am. I am instead a holy and acceptable sacrifice to my God. And I'm a living sacrifice because he's going to use me. He's going to give me instructions of what I'm to do and where I'm to go and what I'm to say. He is going to use me even though this unredeemed body still is a part of who I am right now. And you see, this goes back to that issue of identity. We are new creations in Jesus Christ. We have been redeemed and filled with the Holy Spirit. We are not, in sum total, the essence of our bodies. We are not. Our bodies are one component of who we are. And one day, praise God, our bodies will be fully redeemed and this power of sin will be done away with. But until then, Paul says, in view of God's mercy, present your bodies as living sacrifices. This is the part of us we have to, quote unquote, kill repeatedly. We have to submit our bodies in the bodily impulses that might drive us downward to God as holy and acceptable offerings. You see, and what does that look like? Well, it means denying ourselves the things that the power of sin would push us to do. It means living with eyes set on a bigger prize, and that is purity, holiness, godliness that reflects our Savior Jesus Christ. It's in view of His mercy, remember. So we want to show others His mercy on display through the way that we live. My friends, this is a high calling, and it sounds very extreme, and I'll tell you, it is. Being a believer in Jesus Christ is not an easy thing, but it is well worth it because the Holy Spirit helps us. Lord Jesus, do help us, enable us to live lives that are holy and acceptable to You, and to know what it means to sacrifice daily for Your sake.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.